I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of December 2nd is Stephen Kendall from Brandywine High School Wrestling. Here's my conversation with Stephen, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home. NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. We're here with our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week, Stephen Kendall of Brandywine High School Wrestling. And in matches against Lakewood, Vicksburg, Berrien Springs, Bronson, Dowagiac, Portage Northern, and Three Rivers. Stephen going 7-0 on the week, including four pins. That's a really nice week against some nice competition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
7-0 in the week. That's your first week. I mean, these are your first matches of the season, 7-0 to start the season. I kind of asked you when we got started here, if I were to ask you a month ago and say, do you think you can start 7-0? Would you have said yes? Is 7-0 what you expected, or are you kind of surprised with what you've done so far?
Well, I don't think anything's impossible, and I think the 7-0 is a reflection of how hard I worked during the off season and at the beginning of the season, the first 2 weeks that we didn't have any matches. So if you told me that I was going to go 7-0, I don't think I'd believe it like outright, but you could probably convince me that I'd do that good with a little bit of effort.
You mentioned the hard work you put in during the off season. Maybe to explain to some people, what do you do personally getting ready for wrestling season? When you got an off season, what are some of the things you're focusing on and working on getting ready for wrestling?
Oh, well, the biggest thing for wrestling is cutting weight classes in order to wrestle down a weight class. You can either make the varsity lineup for wrestling down, or if the premise of cutting weight is that if you cut weight, you'll be stronger in a lower weight class because you'll have more muscle and you're only cutting fat and water. So right after football, I started cutting. I was at like 148 at the end of football, and right now, as of this morning, I weigh 134.2, but I eat 3 Nutri-Grain bars because, you know, I'm on weight. So mostly in the off season, it's lifting weights, running, and anything else to build my strength and endurance up while also cutting weight, cutting carbs, cutting back the calories in general.
Okay.
Just what it's all about in the off season.
I mentioned the 7-0 mark and four of them by pin. Were you surprised with the pins? Are you one of those wrestlers that more or less focuses on endurance and going for the long haul, the 3 periods, or are you one that goes for the quick pin?
Usually after the first period, I tire myself out. So when I get on the mat, I'm thinking I'm ending this as soon as I can so I can get some water. I mean, right before a match, my mouth is always dry because how anxious I get.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I always go for the pin. If it's there, I'm going to take it. I'll risk it. I'm not a guy to go 3 periods. Otherwise, I'll be exhausted. And say I get a lead of like 7-0 in like the first period and I don't pin them. Third period, it could be 7-6, or I might go into overtime just because I run out of stamina.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrestle as hard as I can for as long as I can, and if I don't get the pin, then I have to start wrestling a little bit more smart instead of using strength and energy.
Your coach is Rex Pomarenka, and I'll ask you, the start that that Stephen has had, has it surprised you, or based on what you knew he had coming in, did you kind of expect this kind of a start?
Yeah, I kind of expect him. He's one of our juniors on our team. Last year at the end of the year, he started coming on. He was kind of just a dark horse making it to regionals last year. And at regionals, it didn't go the way he wanted. So I thought he was coming in with a little fire underneath him to get out of regionals and get to state. And his practice partner is a returning state qualifier, Hunter Heath, a lot of the time. And, you know, we're pushing Hunter, and then Hunter's pushing him. So if you got a good practice partner, that helps you out a lot. And Steven just this first week came out on fire. You know, like he said, if the pin's there, he goes for it. That's kind of our mentality. Go for the pin because we do a lot of team tournaments. So we try and go for the pin, put him away. And with wrestling 5 times this past week, and we tell him, if you can get away, put him away quick, get him put away, get off the mat, and get ready for the next round. So he was surprised, you know, what he did. You're looking at Portage Northern as a Division One. You know, we had Division Twos and Division Three schools there that we went toe to toe. Brunson was ranked 10th in the state preseason, so they're a good program year in and year out. So it was nice to see him be aggressive this year, a little bit more than last year, and go out and do some things that we did with at camp and that we've been drilling in the preseason. That so it's a nice surprise, but I was kind of expecting him to do well this year.
Steven, coming into the season, any particular goals you set for yourself, things you really wanted to accomplish this year in wrestling?
I want to be all-conference, first off. But I think the real big goal this year is to make it a state so I can become all-state in wrestling and get my photo on the cafeteria wall. That's the goal. That's the goal this year.
All right. Yeah. Any other activities outside of wrestling, sports or clubs activities you have going on here at Brandywine?
Not a whole bunch. I'm trying to make it into National Honor Society next year, and I have to apply very soon this year, which means I'll have to start doing community service a little bit, so rack up my community service hours in order to get into that. And I don't do much in my spare time. I think
football.
Yeah, I also play football, and then I do a lot of homework over the week. Trying to keep up my 4.0.
Yeah, I was going to say, it shows in the grade point average, 4.0. Oh, yeah. Congratulations on that and the start of the season. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Stephen Kendall of Brandywine High School Wrestling is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.